Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Goodwin, the city editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We're looking at the Albany chief auditor announcing the city was hiring a consulting firm to study racial bias in the police department. We've covered this as well. Give us an update on what this means.
Yeah, that's right. Dorsey Appler's announced yesterday in a really quick news conference. She didn't take a lot of questions or elaborate much on the decision, but the city's hiring a firm out of Virginia called CNA. They're a nonprofit research and analysis organization that got its start tracking Nazi U-boat attacks during World War II. And they're going to be paid $80,000, and they're going to work with members of Appler's auditing staff to examine racial bias and implicit bias in the city police department. The audit's part of the city's efforts to comply with Governor Andrew Cuomo's executive order that insists that municipalities reform their police departments. The auditor said yesterday that in order for the city to make correct decisions about what to do with its police department going forward, it'll need to understand the extent of any implicit or racial bias in the agency. The head of the patrol officers union, Greg McGee, criticized the move as a waste of money and saying the city should instead tout the good accomplishments of police. CNA's examination of the Charleston, South Carolina Police Department, which was recently completed, found racial disparities in traffic stops, poor data collection practices, lack of clarity in policies on the use of force, and failures to engage parts of the city's residents and communities, as well as issues of accountability. So stay tuned for what they discover about the Albany PD.
Well, how about some good news for a change? Shenandoah graduate Ian Anderson, he's going to make his major league debut tonight against the Yankees, playing for the Braves, apparently.
Yeah, that is the word. Everything is pointing to Ian Anderson taking the mound for the Braves tonight in Atlanta. He's on track to start tonight's game, which will be on the YES Network, the Yankees local network on Spectrum. And Anderson was picked by the Braves third overall in 2016 after a stellar career as a pitcher for the Shenandoah High School baseball team. He's been a pretty excellent minor league pitcher over his 4 years in the Braves system, giving up less than 3 runs a game. Everything was silent around Anderson on Tuesday. His father did not return a call from the Times Union, and his former high school coach quickly declined comment. Anderson is scheduled to face Yankees ace Gerrit Cole in a game that's set to start with first pitch a little after 7 o'clock tonight.
Mike Goodwin, city editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. For more, head to timesunion.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Dave.